Nolan Bushnell.
Nolan, this is Denton Pearson again. I went to law school at the University of Utah between 1978 and 1981. And some of the lore that we learned as people being involved in computers in Salt Lake City in the late 70s and early 80s was about Nolan Bushnell, the founder of Atari. And he was working as a maintenance man at an amusement park in Farmington, Utah, just north of Salt Lake City in Davis County. And he apparently was playing around in their little workshop there, and they had various electronic stuff for all the lights and whiz-bang things that go on with amusement parks, and figured out a way to make a little dot go back and forth across the screen of a video monitor, and that was the origins of Atari, and Pong came out of that.
So he got so inspired by being able to make that dot move, just the moving dot.
Yes, exactly.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that was a gentleman that came here with a briefcase with the first portable Pong all made into it, that he and Nolan Bushnell went to New York and got the funding to make the Pong game for, and that ended up being sold by Sears and many other people.
Well, before I went to law school, I was a truck driver, and I hauled wide loads, and we couldn't drive at night. We had to, if when the sun went down, we had to park it. So we would usually pick a nice, comfortable truck stop to spend the night in, and a lot of times the truck stops would have video games in there. I remember, in particular, I remember a truck stop in Idaho Falls, Idaho, had a Pong game, and I used to spend hours playing
Playing
that
that.
thing.
Is that in the early 70s?
It would have
70,
been 77, 77
77.
and 78.
Yeah. So you played and played and
Oh yeah.
played.
Well, I had nothing else to do, so
That's